Part 2. The Devil's Pact. August to September 2011. 1. At the end of a long, silent ride, the Blaines arrived at a rambling white frame house once owned by Clarice's parents, placed on a spacious meadow in Chilmark, with a view of the vineyard Sound through a cut in the trees overlooking the water. In his youth, this bluff had been Adam's favorite place to watch the sunset with Benjamin Blaine. But now, the sight was marred by all that had come since, the most haunting of which was what had happened there the night Ben died. Touching Teddy's shoulder to signal that he wanted a word, Adam walked with him across the rain-dampened grass to the guest house where his brother lived and painted. At the door, Teddy turned to face him, worry showing through his quizzical smile. "I know that look by now, Adam, the indecipherable expression that conceals a cool brain at work. So the problem is?" "A tabloid reporter named Amanda Ferris, the National Enquirer's gift to journalism and now to us. She's after me, which means she's after you." At once, his brother's tepid smile vanished. "I don't even know her, but it seems that you do. Would you mind telling me how?" Once again, Adam found himself regretting all he could not say, even to the brother he was determined to protect. "I prefer reminding you what to avoid, talking to anyone at all about our father or this inquest. If you hear anything about her, tell me. We need this locked down tight until the judge issues his report and George Hanley decides what to do." Doubt clouded Teddy's eyes. "You think they believed Jack's testimony?" "Not really. Their problem is that they can't disprove it." Teddy looked at him more closely. "Do you believe it?" "I know you didn't kill him." Adam paused, steeling himself to follow this simple truth with yet another lie. "And why would Jack volunteer this story if it weren't true? Easier to say he was home in bed." Slowly, his brother nodded. "I owe Uncle Jack a lot." "You do?" Briefly, Adam smiled. "But then, what is family for? Even this one." Pausing outside, Adam took fresh stock of the house he had salvaged for his mother despite Ben's malice. It had been built in the 1850s.